For several years now, the world's astronomical community has been mystified by strange radio signals coming to Earth from deep space. First detected at Australia's own Parkes Radio Telescope a decade ago, their discovery set off a quest to discover the origin of the bursts of radio waves. Well, as it turned out, some were able to be explained away by looking closer to home. At Parkes, a microwave oven in the laboratory kitchen was found to be creating interference being picked up by the radio telescope. But then the mystery deepened when it was found that arcane explanation couldn't account for all of what have been dubbed fast radio bursts. Now, for the first time, an international research effort has identified where one of the bursts has originated. For more, I spoke to the author of the research, Dr. Shami Chatterjee from Cornell University. Shami Chatterjee, this seems like the stuff of science fiction, mysterious radio signals from outer space. And even though we're now closer to establishing who or what is sending them, you have been able to figure out where they're coming from.
That's right. It is a little bit strange when we first saw examples of these signals. As you know, Parkes Radio Observatory was involved in the first few detections of these bursts. And Emily Petroff at Parkes was involved in showing that there were some of these weird signals which were coming from the Parkes microwave oven. When someone was popping the microwave door without waiting for it to finish. And that was a hysterically funny, sad moment. But luckily, one of the things they showed very clearly was that you could tell that some of these signals were fake and artificial, but the rest of them were astrophysical in nature. The rest of them, there was no ambiguity. They were coming from out there.
Okay, so where exactly are these signals coming from?
Right. So this story is, this is a particular fast radio burst. It was detected on, we call it FRB 121102, the 2nd of November of 2012 was when this burst was detected for the first time at their SIBO radio telescope. And that was one of the things that convinced people, look, it has to be astrophysical if different observatories are seeing the same kind of phenomenon. But we showed last year that this particular FRB, this particular fast radio burst source, was a repeating source. Now, I'm not joking when I say that there were more models for fast radio bursts than there were examples of these bursts themselves, because this was a theorist paradise, right? It was like they came up with dozens and dozens of models for what these could be. But the moment we showed that one of these fast radio bursts was a repeating source, that knocked out about half of them, because we could say, look, if the thing goes boom, it can't come back and repeat. And therefore, all of the cataclysmic models were ruled out, at least for this one FRB source, 121102.
So the enormity of space is always a difficult concept to get one's head around. Can you give us a sense of how far away these signals are originating from?
Yeah. So this is one of the hardest problems in astronomy, the measurement of distance. And it turns out that it is 3 billion light years away. That's billion with a B. That means that these fast radio bursts have been traveling for 3 billion years before we detect them on the ground. It's quite a mind-boggling concept.
It is extraordinary. So we can't say how these signals are being sent, Shami Chatterjee?
We have very good models. This is not a situation where we would say, oh, astronomers are baffled, what's going on? No, we have some good models, but we do still have several viable models to choose between. For example, one model, which I personally don't like, but is still a viable model, is that there's this black hole at the center of this dwarf galaxy, which is feeding on matter. And every once in a while, a jet from that black hole blasts away a cloud of plasma. It produces a flash of radio waves. I'm not a big fan of this because it has some knobs that you can twiddle and it's not clear how it all works. There's another model, which is a magnetar, a baby neutron star with an intense magnetic field. And that could be producing these giant pulses, which are somehow being lensed by blobs of plasma so that they're coming into focus just at the Earth. And every once in a while, when they come into focus, we can catch a pulse. But again, this is where my caveat we have to come back to. This is all we're talking about FRB 121102. We don't yet know whether all FRBs are the same thing or whether they might be different things.
But perhaps they're a little different from the radio signals we'll be generating by broadcasting our interview over the airwaves.
I certainly believe that is true. Yes, these are millisecond flashes of radio waves. The other extraordinary thing that you might find very extraordinary, radio telescopes don't see much of the sky at any given time. So the fact that we have 20 of these fast radio bursts that we've detected means that there's about 5 to 10,000 of these fast radio bursts going off all over the sky every day. That's a huge number of these flashes of radio waves going off in the sky. And we don't yet know exactly what they're coming from.
And I guess we just have to attach the rider to this, that we can't definitively say it's not intelligent life producing these radio bursts.
Well, never say never, right? But no, I would be surprised if it was something like that. I think we can do that with physics we do already understand. But never say never.
Certainly sets the mind to boggling. Shamid Chatterjee, thanks very much for explaining all that for us today.
You're very welcome.
And Dr. Shamid Chatterjee is from Cornell University in the US.